I think if I still, if I was more enamored with the 781 than I ended up being, then the 4K would be like a no-brainer. And as far as the price, it's probably not a bad price. I mean, if you think about it, it's an auto-tune, solid-state, reliable kilowatt, you know? So that price is not bad. you know, internal auto-tuner, you know, so you can use it barefoot with an auto-tuner or, you know, run the amp. So that price is probably fair. And given its rarity from the era that it was produced and its cost in the era that it was produced, it's got some collector value, too. So that price is probably about right. And if I, you know, if I had the 781, and again, if I was as enamored with the 781 as I expected to be, I might be figuring out how to get that one. So that's not bad. The other thing I noticed was, yeah, you're right, all the Collins gear. I still have a little itch. The only Collins piece I've ever had was a 3001 amplifier, and it was okay. I beat the snot out of it over at the contest and sold it to some guy. But every once in a while I keep thinking of, you know, a nice winged emblem KWM2. Not the A, I don't need all the complication with all the extra crystal stuff, just a straight KWM2 and, you know, and a 3001 amp and, you know, the little console. That'd be a nice little vintage Studio B, you know, to contrast with the C-Line. And there was plenty to pick through on that list as far as, you know, power supplies, and there were three or four KWM2s. One of them was about $500, and it looked, I just glanced at the picture, and I'm like, wow, that's really clean. Price may be a little high for what it is, especially if there's no power supply. There were all the fixings there of a nice little system that I don't feel the need to scratch that itch for some time. But, yeah, quite a list.